Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you're the owner of an electric car, you're going to be able to rent out the use of your EV charger to members of the public through an online platform under a new pilot scheme in an effort to try and promote more sustainable transport. And it's called the Shared Charging Pilot Scheme. Jim is with me on the line today. Jim, you are an EV driver. Would you rent out your home charger?
Hey, Andrea. No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Look, it's not, I don't know who came up with this idea. It won't work. If you want to rent out your grid to somebody else, I mean, you obviously want to do it for a profit. I mean, you're not going to do it, you know, at your own running cost. So.
Oh, well, but you're going to get paid for it.
Yeah, listen. Public charging network in this country for EVs cost 12 cents. A kilometre. That's what's costing. If you have an EV, if you want an EV to charge to get you to 500 kilometres, it's going to cost you €60 in using public EV, the public EV charging network.
Mm.
The minister that was there decided 2 years ago. He came out with a statement saying every house in Ireland will be no further than 60 kilometres away from a fast charger. You know, 2 weeks later, he changed his mind and decided the government are not going to invest in public charging network. Let the privateers do it. And this is going to be the very same. I mean, it's not. It won't work. You spoke yesterday about Airbnb and why it wasn't working in this country. This is going to be the very same.
I just don't understand. So your rationale is that what you if you were to rent out, if I was to book, a charge in time for 10 or 15 minutes at your EV spot at your house, Jim, in Waterford, is it that you wouldn't get the real cost of it? Is that
exactly? Not only that, I'd have to charge astronomical fees. Nobody is going to want a 7 kilowatt charger to charge a car at somebody's house for 7.5 to 8 hours. Not going to work. Not going to work. I mean, it's too expensive. EVs is dead in the water in this country anyway.
Do you think?
You know. Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll never reach more than 20% of the market on EVs in this country because the government are not serious about EVs. You know.
Just because of the grant's been changed?
The grants, they're reducing all the grants. They want to eliminate the grants.
Okay.
I mean, they decided, I mean, the grants, they have to do away with the grants, even with regards to, like, I'm running on 19 large solar panels on the roof here. So it's costing me nothing to run two EVs. You know.
Would you not make money then have this as a nice little mixer at the side of the house?
No, I don't want strangers in my property. No, it's not going to happen.
See that point. I was making that point today. I think that's a separate issue though, but I can understand that people wouldn't necessarily want a stranger who booking a spot through the platform. I suppose maybe they have some record of who's there pulling up to the side of the house.
Why are people not using the public charging network? Because it's too expensive. This would be the very same.
Okay. Let me bring in Rob for a moment. Rob, you're an EV owner, aren't you?
Yes, I've been an EV owner since 2019.
Yeah, would you rent out your home charger?
Sure, I would. But I think I'm probably a fairly special case. So I'm out in the middle of nowhere. Every time I tell someone I live in County Roscommon, they give me a funny face. I'm really am in the middle of nowhere. I see people driving past in their EVs and, you know, there's no public charger near me in the nearest village. There is in one of the nearest towns, and then the rapid charger is like two of the closest towns also have rapid chargers. So I think if people are going to need to charge their EV, they're probably going to want those rapid chargers, right? Because the charger at my home is good for overnight. But what it might be useful for, and I've hit this myself once or twice, where I need a slow charger just to get me to the rapid charger. And I could imagine out where I live, that could be a thing that someone could hit. And yeah, I'd be very happy to be signed up to a platform where someone can turn up, They can plug in for, you know, the 30 minutes they'd need to get enough charge to get a rapid platform, the rapid charger, and off they go. Or even if they want to sit and charge during the day whilst I'm not using it, and I can make, you know, a couple of cents for the each kilowatt hour they're taking. Again, I'm happy with that. Like the other caller there, I've got solar panels, I got a battery. Yeah, I'd be happy to make the money and make it available. I do wonder about utility of it. I think there's maybe more use in cities. Funnily enough, I think out generally in Ireland is pretty well covered by rapid chargers these days.
Well,
and the chargers are like the charges that vehicles take is going up and so on. Dublin isn't all that well covered by chargers, especially slower chargers. Not because if I go
for their
park
waste
in Dublin,
of time, Rob. They're a waste of time. Like, I haven't had an electric car in... Well, I had one for the purposes of doing research for the show. I had three or four different models for about a month, probably 2 years ago now. Every one of those slow chargers, they should be taken out, put in the fast. They're a total waste of time on the public network.
Well, I think they're fine. If you're going in, say, to Dublin to park for the day and you're going to work there for the day and then you've got a long drive home... Park, so there's some of the parking garages that have the slower chargers. I've used those. I was there one night doing a thing, plugged in, and I was able to charge a whole lot whilst I was sitting there. That's fine. But the rest of the time, and that could be you know, outside someone's house in Dublin rather than a parking garage. That, again, could make some of this money, maybe make sense, but it's all marginal stuff. Mm. You know, it's small
beer. Well, that's
what
I'm trying to find out in the fine print of this shared charging pilot scheme that we're talking about today. How much will you get if somebody rocks up to use your home charger, Rob? Have you any idea?
I haven't seen any of the figures. I was looking after your researcher called. I haven't seen any figures, but I'm going to assume I'm going to make some sort of profit on it. If it was the same that the public chargers charge for the same type of, you know, the slower charge, what they charge, I'd be fine with that. That's more than I pay out to the power company.
You want to make a few pounds out of us. Fair enough. Wouldn't blame you.
You know, yeah, again, small. Wouldn't even buy me a pint of Guinness in Dublin these days.
I can understand, though, Jim, you know, had an issue around strangers coming to his house. I get that concern. I'd also have queries around insurance. Like, if something happens to somebody's car and they say they used your home charger, I mean, who's liable for the... I mean, now certainly turns a part of your house, does it not, effectively into a business. What about you, Julie? Are you an EV owner?
Yes, we have two EVs.
Oh, how do you feel about renting out your home charger to strangers?
No, I wouldn't have any interest. We live in the country. The point you made earlier about the security, you don't know who it is. The charger is slow. I don't want someone sitting in their car outside our house for 7 or 8 or 9 hours. I take the point on board of your last speaker who said, yeah, they live in the middle of nowhere, and if someone would stop to get to a charger, that's one thing. But there's already apps and platforms out there. For example, if you are traveling with an EV, you can go to EV hotels. It shows you every hotel, every guest house, every B&B that has EVs if they've put themselves up on the platform. So there are already resources out there to allow people to find EVs apart from the ESB ones and the main ones. So I wouldn't personally put my private house up on a site for people to come and find me to use the charger.
Yeah, you wouldn't be interested. And even if you were, you know, obviously you're going to get paid in some capacity for this, but it just wouldn't interest you, Julie, at all.
No. And I mean, anyone who uses an EV properly shouldn't need to be in that situation, because the EV is monitoring how you drive. So unless you have different people driving the car, obviously that will make a difference. But if I'm getting in my car every day, my car knows how I drive it. My car predicts really accurately how many kilometers it's going to take me to get to my destination. So unless there was a diversion or unless something unexpected happened, I would always make sure I have enough power to get where I want to go. So I don't understand. And we have a car with a massive range, and we also have a car which only does 130 kilometres on a charge.
You've the whole...
So from my point of view, it's about management of your car. It's not like getting in a diesel car or a petrol car where you don't have to think about it. Having an EV is like having another child. very cost effective for us, very efficient, but it changes your way of driving. So if I want to plan a trip, I put in where I'm going. It tells me stop here for 10 minutes charge, stop here for 10 minutes charge, stop here for 10 minutes charge.
Okay, so you obviously, yeah, you have one that's, as you said, with a high range on it as well. The pilot scheme is going to be supported by Zero Emissions Vehicles Ireland. It's going to be rolled out in urban, suburban and in rural areas. They hope it'll aim to make EV charging more accessible and affordable, and that it'll ease demand on the public infrastructure. And then they're going to gather all of the data, and that'll be used to inform future charging rollout plans and to help shape policies. You'll be glad to hear that, Jim.
Absolute nonsense. Never work. Won't work. Not going to happen. Trust me.
It sounds like the idea has come from somebody who's no experience of owning an electric car, says this texter. Why don't they consult with the thousands of people that do? Home chargers are only valuable overnight for overnight charging. They're too slow to rent out midday. Alan in Greystones, yeah, making the point around the need for insurance to have members of the public in your property charging vehicles. Well, that's a question I'd have as well. Another listener tells me that EV drivers will be making a great decision if they pay for charging at a private spot. Chargers for regular parking, astronomical at the moment, if you can even get parking in the first place. And charging at a fair rate in a secure spot seems like a no-brainer. Somebody in favour of this new pilot scheme. Finally, listener tells me that they work in a car dealership and every day we've at least one or two electric vehicles being delivered by tow truck. Customers constantly looking for money back. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Jim, Rob and Julie in Kilkenny. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.